We're back on the Hammer Down Show, 101.7 The Hammer, 101.7thehammer.com. Duff and Stewart with you on a Tuesday. We start to jump into this matchup coming up on Wednesday night. Purdue on the road at Ohio State. Boilermakers going for their fourth win in a row. Of course, the Buckeyes wanting to stop a four-game losing streak. And with more on the Buckeyes, we bring in Adam Jardy, Ohio State men's basketball beat writer for the Columbus Dispatch, on the Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotline. Adam, good afternoon. How are you?
Hey, I'm all right. How are you guys?
Doing just fine and dandy. How's morale over there in Columbus with the Buckeyes riding a four-game losing streak?
I would not say that it's at an all-time high right now. It's been a rough couple of weeks for Ohio State, and that it just got a little bit rougher today. We actually just found out that sophomore forward Kyle Young has a stress fracture in his lower right leg, so he's out indefinitely. So another blow to a team that's already riding a four-game losing streak.
So how impactful is that, losing Young? And then, you know, where do the Buckeyes go next with guys needing now to step up in place of Young?
Yeah, it's a tough loss for them. I mean, he wasn't a go-to player. He's one of their key rotation players. He started 12 of the 17 games. He's mostly impactful around the rim. He's shooting like 73% from the floor. He gets a lot of sort of tip dunks and alley-oops, and is just a real aggressive player that is able to chip in just random baskets, which can be huge. He's not a guy that you really plan for, but a guy who's going to get you, you know, he's going to get you his throughout the game. So losing a guy like that now thins their front court, or their thins them in the post significantly. They get smaller. They get a little less. They have a little less physical presence now. They're going to have to rely on some guys who either haven't performed or guys who are just really young. A couple of different faces are going to have to try to step in and try to fill that void.
So when you look big picture over this four-game losing streak, what have been some of the big issues for the Buckeyes?
How much time do we have?
We're good till 6 o'clock.
Okay, well, put on some coffee. I joke, but it's just been a very tough stretch in basically every facet for them. When they were building a 12-1 record and climbing to number 13 in the Associated Press poll, they were beating on teams that they had physical advantages against, and some of those wins that looked good at the time don't look as good with the benefit of some hindsight. As soon as they've gotten into Big Ten play and they're dealing with teams that are longer than them and bigger than them and more athletic than them, some of their shortcomings are just getting exposed. I mean, in a lot of ways, what it comes down to is that this is a team that is young. This is a team that doesn't have a lot of proven options at either end of the court. And the few options that they do are really, you know, teams are able to game plan for that, and Ohio State can't make them pay. I mean, so much of what Ohio State had done to make itself successful in the early going was they learned they could really pound the ball inside to Caleb Wesson, and he's really taken a significant step forward as a sophomore. The problem is that now nobody is hitting anything from the perimeter. There's not many guys in this team that make you that force you to, you know, honor their shot. And so, I mean, Maryland the other night was guarding Caleb Wesson with three, almost four guys at times, and daring the Buckeyes to shoot. And when they did, they weren't making them. So there's a book out right now on how to defend Ohio State. And until somebody starts making shots or creating some more opportunities, they're stuck on that same chapter.
Adam Jardy with us, Ohio State men's basketball beat writer from the Columbus Dispatch on the Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotline.
You know, Adam, with, like you said, with Kyle out and him kind of being that physical presence in the paint there, how concerned are you with you guys defending against, you know, Travion Williams or Harms or Boudreau or Eifert?
Oh, yeah. I mean, those are significant concerns because now, I mean, the guys that are going to have to step in there, I mean, they have a freshman, Jaden Ladie, who was a top 60, top 80 recruit, hasn't played significant minutes really this season. He's basically been a backup, and now he's going to have to really shoulder some of those minutes. And he's a physical guy, and he's a big guy, but there's a steep learning curve there for a guy like that. I mean, they basically had to be very simple with him and very direct. You're learning one position, you know, one specific way to play. Now he's got to try to step out of that role and do more. And then at other times, they're going to have to play smaller. The guys that are going to have to step in, like Musa Diallo and Andre Wesson and Justin Arms, these aren't the same type of physical guys as Kyle Young, 6'8" or 6'9". So it significantly thins them and their ability to try to have to bang down low. They've played a little bit of zone here and there throughout the season. I wouldn't be surprised if maybe we start to see a little bit more of it now, because they're going to have to try to find some ways to overcome a lack of size.
You know, what are you guys hearing down there about Travion Williams? He's a guy who's growing, you know, in popularity here. Coming out, he's very versatile with his footwork and around the rim and his, you know, outside-inside game and his ability to pass. What are you guys kind of focusing on him to maybe to slow him down?
Well, just that definitely that he's a guy that has really helped sort of spark this run that Purdue is on. And when you think about how well the Boilermakers are playing recently, so much of that can be tied into a lot of guys, but that he's as big of a part of that as anything. So I think there's a real awareness that, you know, you have to be concerned, obviously, with Carson Edwards, and you have to be concerned that, I mean, Ryan Klein is an elite shooter, one of the best in the country, and those are all guys that are going to stretch your defense and give you problems. But then, yeah, you got to worry just as much about Williams. He really helps sort of make the whole puzzle just look more and more dangerous and more challenging to try to defend.
Adam Jardy with us, Ohio State men's basketball beat writer for the Columbus Dispatch on the Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotline. And Adam, when you look at what's ahead for Ohio State with games at Nebraska this weekend and at Michigan coming up next week, I don't know if they're saying this on the obvious front, but this kind of seems like a must-win game for Ohio State tomorrow night.
Oh, without question. I thought that with Maryland coming to town last Friday, I thought that was almost a must-win for Ohio State because, yeah, it doesn't let up for them here going forward. I mean, there's not too many games now that Ohio State is expected to win or favored to win. And certainly when you look at the Big Ten this year, if you think about going on the road anywhere, you know, it's hard to win away from home. This is a game that they really, if they want to salvage any hopes that they have of making the NCAA tournament, which, I mean, seemed like a foregone conclusion 2 weeks ago, this is a game they've got to find a way to win. And there's nothing easy about it. There's nothing simple about it. I mean, this is Purdue's going to be as hard of a challenge as I think anybody that they faced to this point this season. But I do think there's always something to be said for playing at home. I think that gives you, you know, a couple of points that you can maybe make up. So I'm interested to see. I think they're obviously long-term worse off without Kyle Young. But you see it all the time in sports where someone gets hurt, someone goes out, and the team sort of rallies and finds a way to do something you didn't think they could do. I'm curious to see if there's some sort of mojo effect there where, you know, they're playing a team that they should lose to, but they find a way to scrap one out tomorrow night, because they need a win in every way you could possibly imagine at this point.
You know, Adam, I want to look back at the season. Obviously, your guys' loss to Rutgers, you know, we played Rutgers, and at one point we're up by 40 points. What happened to Ohio State during that game?
Well, they just didn't seem prepared for the physicality that Rutgers brought to the court. They just, for whatever reason, I mean, they were coming off, they had played Michigan State down to the wire. I mean, a game that they had every chance to win in the last 2-3 minutes. And that knocked them to 12-2. And then suddenly you go to Rutgers and you have a game like that where there's, you never thought that they were really putting their foot down. They lost 64-61. You know, you need to score more than 61 points to win a Big Ten game. And, you know, having said that, I mean, they did hold Rutgers to 64. We're not talking about a juggernaut of a team, but you just felt as that game went on, Caleb Wesson got into some foul trouble early, and that really just seemed to rattle Ohio State to where you never definitively thought that they were going to put their foot down and put together a run. And that's been an ongoing issue with this team all season, that you go back and look through the non-conference and even some of their less inspiring opponents. I mean, they had some just brutal stretches against Bucknell, and they were losing to Youngstown State at halftime. And you know, you can sort of go through and see that there's a pattern there where there are stretches that this team does not play well. And against Rutgers, a team that's just going to, I mean, they're going to make it a rock fight if they have to. You can't have stretches like that. And they let, you know, the Scarlet Knights hang around in front of their home court, and then, you know, they find a way to win it in the end. So, you know, to me, it just shows that it's a young team that is still, there's still so much this team is still trying to learn about who they are and what it takes to compete at this level.
Adam, about a minute left here. How do you expect Ohio State to try to defend Carson Edwards on Wednesday?
I think they're going to throw every body that they possibly can at him. Probably, I'm curious to see if they go with C.J. Jackson or Luther Muhammad primarily against him to start. Luther's been a pretty solid defender for them as a freshman, a guy they've leaned on early, but he's kind of struggled as of late. CJ, as a senior, maybe he gets the first crack at him, but I would expect to see them rotate some guys through and do whatever they can to try to disrupt him, because they've had full guarding some of the best guards in the Big Ten. I mean, Cassius Winston ran it up against them. Geo Baker ran it up against them. They've got some issues guarding on the perimeter right now, so another reason I think that we might see them play some zone.
Yeah, going to be an interesting ball game on Wednesday, no doubt about it. Adam, thanks so much for the time and all the information. Enjoy the game on Wednesday.
I can't wait. Thanks for having me, guys.
Adam Jardy, Ohio State men's basketball beat writer for the Columbus Dispatch. We'll react to what Adam had to say there and also talk a little Boilermaker football when we come back. A streak continues for Purdue. We'll talk about it next.